Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for a chance to get together at this meeting tonight. This is a subject that comes up each year, and usually it's not a pleasant one, but nonetheless, we make this time available for citizens to share their concerns, and we just pray, Father, that we will have a respectful, open, and honest opportunity to share and communicate our feelings.
Amen.
We just ask that you would preside now over this meeting. We turn it over to you. We give you the praise. We thank you for the citizens of Titus County, the taxpayers. We thank you for the employees. We thank you for elected officials, Lord, for us. Tonight, we just ask that you be here with each one of us, Father. Speak through us. Enable us to be good listeners as well. We pray it all in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, once again, welcome to our second tax rate hearing for the upcoming 2015-2016 budget year. This is your opportunity as citizens to express your honest and forthright thoughts about our tax rate, which is obviously tied to our budget, which affects many of you in here, whether you're an employee, whether you're a taxpayer, whether you are both. And the commissioners and myself are here to listen to your concerns, and we understand you're probably not here tonight to tell us how great we are. We understand that this is a negative, usually a negative time, and I would anticipate it being such. But nonetheless, we're going to have a hearing. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. If you have questions, I'll do my best to answer them or one of the other commissioners. I will not require anybody to sign up on a sheet to speak. If you would like to speak, I will call upon you as I see your hands come up. And you're welcome to come up to the podium. I would ask that you come to the podium because this is a video and audio recorded event. We have our camera in the back of the room, so you will see yourself on the county website or the YouTube channel. I will ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. At this time, I will welcome the first person that would like to speak. I'll give you a few minutes if you're nervous to get your courage up, but we're not going to shut it down just because nobody's ready to raise their hand yet. While you're thinking about whether or not you would like to speak, let me tell you what our proposed tax rate is this year. And I apologize, but I put out a document there on the table that reflected a total tax rate for Titus County of 47.75 cents. I hit the wrong button. We got in a hurry. It is 44.75 cents. And the only piece of information that I provided on the table over there, because I have gotten several questions about how does our tax rate compare to other counties. This discussion came up the other night, and so I have given you a list of some comparables that I believe may be some information that you're not aware of. We are proposing an increase in the county tax rate. Not quite 3 cents, but very close to 3 cents. And yes, we have increased that rate over the last several years. As many of you know, we're looking at another significant devaluation of the aluminum plant, but also some of the components of our budget have increased as well. So 44.75 cents, that is comprised of 32.46 cents of maintenance and operation tax rate and 12.29 cents of what's called interest and sinking or the debt service rate. That is money that is raised or revenue that is raised to service our bond indebtedness. Primarily, 99% of it is related to our LUP. The LUP was approved back in 2006 by the voters. At that time, they understood that there would be an increase in the debt service tax rate to take care of the obligations that the county took on in order to build that. Therefore, that INS rate or that debt service rate is not something that this group of gentlemen has control over. The appraisal district tells us how much we have to set the rate at based upon the total value of the real estate, et cetera, in the county. So we have a fairly high INS rate of 12.29 cents, but I consider that our maintenance and operation rate is quite low in comparison to our peers. But nonetheless, 44.75 up from 41.82 cents. Anybody decided they would like to step up to the mic? Ken, I just know you are. I just know you are.
I'll be first.
All right. I like your leader.
I'd like to start off by just telling you guys.
Is that my line? Can I just tap on it? Sure. Very good. Thanks. Yeah, that would help. Today's is here from our newspaper. If you will state your name and what your position is, or
I'm Kenneth Wilson. I'm an employee of Titus County and also a taxpayer here as well. And I will tell you that I'm no stranger to the taxes here. I've got several rent houses, and I know how taxes are. But I saw some of the comments that were made in the paper against you guys for raising the taxes and against raising the taxes. I think that's misplaced. I think that you're doing the best job that you can. And I want to just let you know that we appreciate the job that you struggle with. Y'all, every one of you are going through criticism, and we've had to take some cuts, the employees ourselves, that are very unpopular. But I think it's misplaced, and when you have a company, namely THU, trying to devalue their company down to $50 million, I think it's ridiculous. And I think that we're going to be successful in that suit. And I think it's a ridiculous, on behalf of that company, they should be ashamed of themselves for putting the taxpayers of this county in that kind of position. You as politicians aren't going to say that, and I understand that. But that's my comment, and I thank you all for doing what you do. And I think it's misplaced, there's going to be others that come up every day, and they're going to say, well, you shouldn't raise our tax rate. But truly, the reason that this tax rate is getting raised anyway is because THU is putting the burden on everybody else, including myself. I pay a lot in property tax. So that's my position on it, and I want to thank y'all for letting me speak this morning.
Thank you.
population is less, and you'll see that they make more than we do. And there's some that we make a little more than they do. But I'd like you to look at those, and you'll see that we're not the highest paid. I'd also like to thank all of these employees that are out here. I look around, and I've been here a long time. Most of them have been here about the same length, and I appreciate them. But, you know, y'all have to make the decisions that you're going to make, and I just appreciate that you're willing to come and serve. And remember that you're all elected, we're all elected, but we're also all taxpayers out here. So thank you.
Thank you, Judge. You want that?
Tanya Budd, and I'm an employee of Titus County. I just want to address you, commissioners, and tell you that it's a disgrace for people to put in a newspaper about how y'all only support the county employees. That's who that y'all's better interest is for. That's not true. Y'all are interested in us. Y'all are worried about how we, with our salaries, put food on our table, pay our bills, single parents, and I just want the public to know that it's a disgrace to say that y'all only want to please us employees. Because most of us that's been here for years, we don't make $13, $14 an hour. Y'all are pleasing us. Y'all are trying to help better us by giving us an increase without raising taxes, and we, as employees, appreciate that fact.
Good evening. I'm the guy, one of the people that was quoted in the paper the other day. My name's Nigel Christopher. I run a business here in town. I've run businesses in Northeast Texas for the past 18 years. So I have a very good idea what it takes to make a buck, which you have used to pay taxes. One question. Since our last meeting on Monday, have you guys decided to make any changes to the budget?
I'll speak only for myself. What I have decided is not to increase the rate beyond 44.75, when earlier I had said that I thought we needed to raise it a little bit more to take into account the addition for the sharing of three new firefighters.
Okay.
But I'm not going to recommend that we increase it beyond that proposed rate of 44.75.
All right. A couple of comments. every one of them said they worked there for several, you know, a good many years, proving my point I made the other day and made before, that people work for the county, they don't leave. The only place we get any significant turnover is in the county jail, as witnessed by these younger guys who just came in. And that's one of the tougher jobs, at least for hoarding in the county. But what I really want to address is, my buddy here, Mike Fields, made a comment the other day that this county is well run. I have not agreed with that for several years and still don't agree with it. And in fact, what's going on at this meeting right now is that that guy who sits there and costs us $100,000 a year is hiding behind every one of these county employees.
Oh, yeah.
We can't get at his ridiculous benefits. This guy costs us $100,000 a year, and his main job is to drink coffee up here every morning. He doesn't go out and work the roads. Jimmy Parker works the roads with his crew. Mr. Hinton does. Al Whittle does. But all this stuff has built up over the years, for 30-something years that Mr. Fields has been a commissioner here, and he's hiding behind you guys to protect his benefits.
No,
he's done that for years.
It's not.
That's all I've got.
Thank you. Just keep it quiet in here.
My name is Carl Johnson, and I'm not talking as the county auditor. I'm talking as a taxpayer and a Republican. And I want to know who decided to run an ad in the paper that supposedly represents all the Republicans in this town.
No, it's
I'm a Republican. No, I said it's paid for by the Republican Party of Titus County. And I'm a Republican. All of my friends mostly are Republicans.
If you read it, it says, if you read it, it specifically says it's entitled to Titus County Republican ticket.
Well, the other part does, but
just be sure you sign your name and that you're representing yourself and not all the Republicans.
Yeah, you can't think that you're a Republican.
Yeah, I am a Republican, but I'm not.
The second thing I want to tell you. The second thing I want to say was, when he was talking about Mr. Fields, Mr. Fields is elected by the people in his precinct. They don't like the job he's doing. They won't re-elect him. My understanding has been it since 1986. So, you know, obviously, Nigel thought that we were not playing. So I do think we need to remember that. These people are elected. And if you don't do the job they like, they don't re-elect you. So, but I do, I am a Republican. I was very offended by what they put in there. The Republican Party is against some of the people over here that happen to be Republicans. I'm very proud of the job y'all done. It's a hard job. I understand that some people, you know, nobody wants their taxes running. I don't want my taxes running. I'm also a businessman. And I've been a businessman as long as I've been a businessman. And I have to deal with people here in the community. And let me tell you, it doesn't do any local business any good when people lose jobs. People get their pay cut. That doesn't help anybody in the entire community. It doesn't help me as a CPA. It doesn't help any of my clients or businesses for people to lose jobs. And I think the other thing you need to remember is this, all this big argument is over a 3-cent tax rate. Now, granted, nobody wants their taxes raised, but I think you need to put a little bit in perspective. Number one, anybody that's over 65, their taxes are frozen. Number two, on an average house that costs $100,000, and I think in Titus County the average house doesn't even cost $100,000, but if you use $100,000 as a round number, we're talking about $30 a year. We're talking about $2.50 a month.
And the homestead.
Well, that's not counting the homestead. So, you know, I do think you need to keep some different things in mind, but I know I work with y'all all the time. I know those numbers probably as well as anybody does. And it's a very hard job, and I appreciate the job you do.
All right. commissioners, anyone have a comment? I guess somebody else that will want to respond to anything you have to say. This is your time.
I was elected in November 1986 to Gulf's January 1st. So I started here January 1st. Been a lot of changes in Pasadena. It's been really good. Remember the first time we tried to put computers in, Dave Farrell said that she just didn't want to do that. And we did it. The next year, I said, well, we need to probably take those computers out. And she's great at looking, I guess. I don't know. She found out how much issue it was, how much faction it was. She went from 3 weeks to doing delinquents tax to 15 minutes to doing delinquents tax. Big difference. Technology has enabled us to keep our employees to a minimum. We haven't had to increase a whole lot for 3 years. And that's saying a lot. A lot of things have been accomplished and good things in this county. And I'm glad I was a part of it. But it does take one person to think that everybody's working together to accomplish these things. I'll take it right down and he can keep it whatever he wants to. But you are what makes this county. We're just up here representing our precincts, trying to maintain and continue to move this county forward. But you are the backbone of this county. The workers, just like in any country, workers are the backbone. And you've done a great job, all county employees. By the way, I do still my hands. I got a class A driver's license. Anytime there's help out there, I have it. If they need it. We're short-handed. We got 3 men where everybody else has got 4. Sometimes I hang to help. My first duty is to take care of things here at the courthouse. If I'm here, I come up every morning. I do things I need to do. Then I go back. The roads have been checked, the bridges have had to be inspected. If the time you get to all that stuff, I've got probably more bridges and other precincts put together. That's a major deal, especially all that stuff. But we have good employees, and I'm proud of you, and I tell anybody that. You have magnetized the county what it is. I appreciate the people. I appreciate how hard you work. I appreciate all the things that you did. But as long as somebody's talking about me, that's okay with us. They won't be talking about you. I appreciate you. Continue to do a good job that you did.
Thank you. I didn't even know you drank coffee.
I don't drink coffee, by the way.
You know, I can't guarantee this, but I'm certainly hoping and I'm praying that this will be the last year that we'll see a significant devaluation in our power plant. You know, you go from $1 billion back in 2008 and you slowly slide it down to $50 million, which is what we're basing our rate on. And we're certainly hoping that the lawsuit that Lumina has filed against the appraisal district will be settled at something significantly higher than $50 million. We don't know. But either way, we have to plan for the worst, and therefore our rate is based on the assumption that Lumina's will be successful in defending their $50 million rate. Of course, we all think that it will settle somewhere between $50 and $321 million, which is what the appraisal district set that value at. But if we're down to $50 million, there's not much more down it can go. I guess it can go to zero. But a $50 million decrease would be the smallest decrease we've seen in the last 5 years. So I hope we have some more pleasant news this time next year. I'm hoping that we're not having to raise the tax rate next year. I'm hoping we're not seeing any further devaluation. But more importantly, I'm hoping that our power plant runs more. I'm hoping that the EPA regulations are loosened. I'm hoping that their revenue increases. increases, because that's good for all of us. But I'm of course hoping for a higher valuation. But most of all, I'm hoping that that plant will continue to be here for years to come in some form or fashion. So, that being said, let's hope for better news next year when it comes to total county values. And we know that housing is firming up. We know that commercial values are firming up. And if we start seeing some increases in those properties, then that will help compensate for what we've lost in the Luminant valuation. We've got 14 miles of new loop, developable property. No, it's not going to happen overnight, but we hope in the years ahead that we'll start seeing some new things happening all around our loop. One business here, there, and it'll begin to add up, and we'll start seeing some reversal of the trend of the devaluation of our county values, and that will certainly help our tax rate. But we're very fortunate to have those power plants. Let's not forget the good days when they were paying 50 cents out of every dollar of our taxes. Not the case anymore. That burden has been shifted to us, but nonetheless, we are fortunate to have had them there and continue to have them for several years. Commissioner Riddle, Parker, Hinton, anything you would like to add?
I would address the most of your county employees, and I encourage that the working day people need I disagree that we need to raise taxes to give people making $50,000 plus a year a raise and then increase our tax rate by this much. I disagree with it. I think we could make some cuts somewhere. Surely all of you know some places we can trim the expenses. I know that Judge Lee is in business, and I know he's had experience of the kind of contribution cost and so forth. And there's this pay raise. I think we're approaching in an open discussion with all the employees that we should come out with some savings that I don't think that we've done since the 3 or 4 years I've been coming to be involved in the budget process. And, that's all I can do. And I don't think we've got around raising taxes this year at all. But I think we might have some savings money here and there. And I'm sure each one of you work here is no something you see that I wish that we could promise that we could make. And that's the reason that I think I really think that they're without the higher pay employees or electrician getting an increase in pay. That's how it really is.
Commissioner Parker or Commissioner Hinton?
Yes, I'd like to say that. I'm the new kid on the block over here. This is something that I've dreaded since the first of the year. I don't like raising taxes any more than anybody else, but it's a job that has to be done sometimes. And some of the times there's things out there that we can do to cut. And I would ask each and every one of you as employees to help us through this next year. Figure out ways that we might be cutting some areas. It's been a lacking year for me. I've enjoyed it so far, and I think I'll continue to enjoy it. And I enjoy serving people. That's something that I've done most of my life, and I appreciate the phone calls that I've received. I appreciate the messages that people have sent me, and I just ask that each and every one of you keep each and every one of us in prayer that we can do what's right with our county.
Just like to say thank you all each and every one. Captain Fosby, the sheriff, appointed me to run the jail. I didn't come here to speak, but the article in the paper compared my officers to work as a pilgrims. We don't deal with chickens. We deal with murderers, sex offenders.
Stop.
We deal every day with the people you don't want to keep them in jail, off the street, and keep you safe. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Captain. We're well aware of that. All right. Well, again, thank you for your attendance. Again, take a look at that comparison of our rates to other counties so that you can share that information with others. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't always be looking for ways to minimize our taxes. We're going to continue to do that. But you've got to be able to gauge your success against something. And I guess there's many ways to evaluate how you're doing. But I do believe that comparing our tax rate to our peers, whether it's Northeast Texas counties that surround us or whether it's other counties throughout the state with similar populations, I believe that that's a good, one good way to compare to know how you're doing. Again, we're going to continue to do our best to keep taxes as low as we can. And it's our job to find a balance between what treats you fairly and what treats the taxpayer fairly. And we're not going to be beholden to one or the other. We're going to do what makes sense. And we're not going to keep salaries as low as we possibly can until people start quitting. You know, the comment was made that, you know, these county employees are not going to leave. Well, I don't think you ought to just keep pushing it downward and downward and denying raises until you start seeing them drop off. That shouldn't be the objective. If you stay here 2 years or if you stay here 22 years, that's up to you. As long as you're doing your job, you're going to stay here as long as you want to stay here. And hopefully we'll continue to provide a pleasant place to work, provide a reasonable rate of pay, provide reasonable benefits. And as long as we're doing that, I can assure you that I'll be able to sleep at night, whether you're unhappy with me or whether the taxpayers are unhappy with me. It's my job to find that balance, and it's the job of these guys up here. So again, just like they said, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being here tonight. I assume y'all didn't ask them all to be here tonight. It just turned out that way, but I think that's great. You have every right to be here as well. Since I have a captive audience here of employees, I will tell you something that will be coming up, talking about health insurance. We are providing what I consider to be some top-notch health insurance benefits. And in fact, our benefits have gotten to the point where the cost of those benefits is pushing a limit that has been called the Cadillac tax level. And what that means is, under Obamacare, once the cost of insurance benefits per employee per month exceeds $850, certain calculations are done that will produce what is in effect a penalty to that employer, or in our case, our county. So we will be having to take a close look at our health insurance in the months ahead and making sure that we do not subject the taxpayers to any kind of a Cadillac tax as defined by Obamacare. Right now we're pushing the limit, so we're going to be looking at some innovative ways where we can minimize our health care costs without it being a large imposition on you. There are a number of ways that we can accomplish that. We can charge employees for the cost of their insurance. We can ask you to supplement the cost of your insurance. We can adjust deductibles. We can adjust co-pays. We can adjust several of the other small details of that. But either way, we're going to find the way, whatever that is, to stay below that threshold that would cause us to be liable for a penalty, but at the same time, provide the best care that we can for you. And today, the commissioners met for over an hour with some representatives from Texas Association of Counties to talk about a wellness program. In other words, trying to find ways that don't cost you money in order to keep controls over our healthcare costs. And we're not going to slam on you anything overnight that's going to be radical, but you will be hearing about some changes, I believe, in the days ahead. Ways to encourage you to get your physicals, to encourage you to take the medicine that you should be taking to control any healthcare concerns that a doctor may have over you. We went over a lot of things today, and I haven't had a chance to visit with the commissioners about their thoughts on that, but we will be discussing that in the days ahead. We're surrounded by other counties and other businesses that have had to make adjustments there, and of course we'll have to make adjustments too, but we will try to do it in a way that is not, you know, a sudden impact on you that you can't handle. All right, that is all that I have. If there is no one else, I'm going to bring this to an end and let you all go home and do whatever you do. Thank you for your attendance. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Commissioner Kent to adjourn. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye. You all have a good evening.